You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. If you've already dialed in, thanks so much to 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. If not, why not do it right now? Or go online at willag.org and hit Contribute Now in the red box at the top of the page. On the phone line with us is Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Jim, you better take some extra time and talk us through this next 18 hours, please.
Yes, good afternoon, Todd. It's going to be some real winter weather is coming our way. You know, right now it's not too bad outside. It's about 37 degrees out, and nothing is falling just yet, but it's going to get colder and snowier as the week as the evening progresses. Looking at the radar, it looks like it's about 2 to 3 hours away from Champaign County right now. It's all the precipitation is to the west of Springfield, but it's heading this way, and there's a lot of it. The forecast for this afternoon is really not much of a chance for accumulation, but as we get into tonight, especially after about sunset and through about midnight or so, they're looking at the snow really starting to come down pretty good, and tonight snowfall amounts are of 3 to 7 inches are possible, and some more snow tomorrow. So it's not going to let off until probably in the afternoon, and so we got an additional inch possible tomorrow during the day. So, but we could have some pretty sizable counts there in some parts of Illinois, and we're going to have some wind with that as the storm system moves through. Is going to be some pretty strong winds, especially on Saturday, so it's going to blow it around. So it's tonight and tomorrow is going to be pretty interesting.
Is your idea here that this will be a wet snow or a dry snow when it comes down? Because with the wind, it's going to make a big difference.
That's right. You know, I think it's going to start out, it's going to be probably along the wet side as we get close to the freezing mark. But as temperatures start to drop tonight, you're supposed to get down to 27. So that's going to be a little drier, or likely be a little drier snow at that point. So I suspect by tomorrow morning, we has the potential for it to blow around quite a bit.
Oh, nice. So we'll get a nice wet snow. We'll freeze that. It'll be a little icy, and it'll just blow right on top of it.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll make it easier to move. Great.
Yeah.
That's not what I like to hear, Jim. How about the rest of the week?
Yes. Well, maybe it looks a little better. Now, Saturday night's going to be pretty cold, and Sunday warming up a little bit. Saturday night, low of 14, so be kind of breezy and cold. But then Sunday will be high 22, low Sunday night 13. But then if we get into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then we're looking at temperatures with highs in the low to mid-30s and lows in the 20s. So that's actually a little closer to the long-term average for this time of year. So not quite as bitterly cold this coming week as it was this week we're in right now.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey. Les Schulte in with a final word on our fun drive for agriculture.
Yes, if you appreciate this service, if you use Todd and Dave's information and on the information of the analysts, we implore you to support this service with your call right now at 217-244-9455, or just go online and make that pledge there at willpledge.org.
I'm Todd Gleason.